It's funny.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to a live edition of the BLA podcast, your home for everything Warriors, Lakers, and news from around the association. We're just gonna start off right now. A little trade deadline update. And if you have been on your phone the last like 15 minutes or so, I'm sure you've seen the breaking news that the Warriors and the Heat are finalizing a trade that will send Jimmy Butler to the Warriors and Andrew Wiggins, Dennis Schroder, Kyle Anderson, and a protected first round pick will be going to the Miami Heat. So we've been waiting for the Warriors to make a trade this whole trade deadline season. And for the last 12 hours, I was convinced that Kevin Durant was going to be back in the Warriors uniform. But here we are. And we got our own Brock joining us from
I
Pittsburgh,
just pulled the Jimmy
Pennsylvania.
Butler.
Yeah, we're talking about the breaking news here. Jimmy
Dude,
Butler coming to the Warriors. The Warriors
isn't it?
finally did something.
It's so weird that it's kind of like he's the family dollar, Kevin Durant. They were like, "You're not who we really wanted, but like it'll do."
I
But
was convinced that they weren't going to do anything and that I was going to have to settle for like Nikola Vucevic or something like that.
oh man, yeah, I think this might have been a little bit out of desperation just to like placate the fan base of like, oh no, don't worry, we're doing something, we'll bring someone in.
I don't mean to cut you guys off, but I'm looking at everything that's breaking down right now. This is a five-team trade in order to make this happen.
Oh, whoa.
Do you have the details?
Looking like Dennis Schroder is headed to Utah. Kyle Anderson's going to Toronto. Miami is receiving PJ Tucker and Andrew Wiggins. Hold on, I'm trying to piece this all together, guys.
Where is PJ Tucker coming from?
From Utah, I think.
Yeah, he got sent to Utah from the Clippers. Yeah.
That's bananas.
Sorry, guys. This is like, as this is all
No,
breaking down, it's like
that's fine. Yeah.
Yeah, we're
really.
live. It's all right. This is what happens.
Miami to receive PJ Tucker and Andrew Wiggins. This is coming from Chris Haynes right now.
Okay.
See here. It's coming in from like multiple people. But yeah, it's looking, I don't have all of the numbers right now, but it's looking like it's about a five team trade that's making this happen.
That's wild.
Right, here we go.
So I don't know what's going on, but at least you guys got your star, I guess.
Jimmy Butler is a warrior. That's kind of
Guys,
the bottom line of this.
the both of y'all, the BLA got two stars
Yeah.
in 3 days.
It's kind of crazy. I feel like the Luka Doncic trade really set the tone for this trade deadline season. I feel like
Yeah.
after that happened, everybody was scrambling to get something done. Like we saw the next day, De'Aaron Fox get moved, which was like a huge move, but I think kind of went under the radar because everyone's still kind of like processing the Luka Doncic trade.
I know why.
I think I like the De'Aaron Fox one the most.
I'm literally watching De'Aaron Fox fucking kill it on the Spurs right now.
Yeah, I mean,
it's more to Roman's two seed, three seed.
yeah, three seed prediction.
Dude,
Spurs championship this year, baby.
it's looking good.
My friend just said they're like 240-1 right now with like some bet boost or whatever, which is like
Wow.
not a terrible bet.
Yeah. I'd
So,
swing
what
it
is your
just
guys?
to.
What's your guys' starting lineup here? I'm assuming it's Curry, Draymond, Jimmy, TJD, and JK.
Yeah, when JK gets back, I'm assuming
Yeah.
he's immediately in the starting lineup again. You have Jimmy taking the place of Wiggins, who also I want to say thank you for everything you've done, Andrew Wiggins. The 2022 championship wouldn't happen without him.
It's true.
yeah. So yeah, I'd say it's probably like Curry. At the two, you probably put Buddy. Dennis Schroeder's gone, which is that's a sad loss. I liked him as a Warrior. I feel like it was, we're just figuring it out with Dennis Schroeder, and
Yeah.
to see him get moved again in the middle of a season, like that's got to be tough on him. But
yeah, yeah. I mean, the Warriors still had the issue of so many guards on the team that, like, okay, right. We lose Schroeder, but there seems to be so much faith in Pods to just make it work as that second guy.
And but, to be fair, he's been playing a lot better since returning from injury. Mm-hmm. We might see him get some starts here and there, but I definitely expect, yeah, maybe Jimmy at the two, and then you got JK, Draymond, and either TJD, Looney. They've been starting Quentin Post as of late, but, you know, it's Steve Kerr. He's going to switch it up like every other game.
This just coming in now from Shams. We're getting the pay-per-view ready for the Jimmy Butler and Draymond Green fight. That should be happening in the next 24 to 48 hours.
I'll be the a new All-Star Weekend event.
Welcome to the team. I'm very interested. I'm very interested to see how this works. I'm very interested.
Yeah, so am I. And I agree with what Roman said, that this kind of feels like a move the front office made out of desperation. Because when you set the bar at Kevin Durant, and everyone, that's a very high bar. So oh, yeah. Jimmy Butler, that's not a bad place to land at all.
Yeah. No, I mean, I know we're so far removed from the Jimmy Butler on the Sixers era, but I always look back to see his impact on a team that already had good talent on the team and Embiid as a star. And I am, of course, going to have an expectation that Jimmy Butler is going to help this team win at least one playoff series. I think this team with Jimmy Butler is going to make it into a playoff series through the play-in tournament or just starting in a series as a sixth seed. I think Jimmy Butler is enough to give the Warriors a chance to win at least one series.
I agree. I think, and that's all we should or we can ask for as Warrior fans. It's like, I just want to see this team get into a real playoff series. Like, it's been years of getting in the play-in, losing in the play-in, or just flat-out missing the playoffs. Like, get into the playoffs and see what you can make some noise from there. And I think Jimmy Butler is the piece that can take him there, because you see his numbers in the playoffs are better than his numbers during the regular season.
And you just extended him. I don't know if you guys saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we...
2 years.
See that, yeah.
Yeah, 2 years, 121.
Which is interesting because he is a aging star.
But it's so interesting, though, because he said I didn't think he wanted to go there. I didn't think he wanted to come to Golden State. So yeah, that's interesting that he saw
that was the report.
Maybe they only got it half right. Maybe you guys aren't done yet either. Maybe you guys figure out a way to do something else.
Do you think? Yeah. Do you think they're setting up for LeBron?
No.
Yeah, I think LeBron's staying with the Lakers.
Yeah.
There's no way.
I want LeBron to leave, but...
Him and Steph have a dream. He hates Andrew Wiggins for taking his place in Cleveland, right? He immediately traded him. Andrew Wiggins is now gone. He's like, all right. Got your old dog Jimmy Butler. I don't know. That's what it feels like. If this Luka thing goes off the rails and LeBron's like, I want out. Craziness.
We also, couldn't do it until the summertime. So
I didn't know there's two players with a no trade clause, and it's LeBron James and Bradley Beal. And that's why
Bradley Beal is like very random to have a no trade
because
clause.
Because the Wizards were like, you are our LeBron James.
The Suns have been trying to.
They can't do anything.
But why Kevin Durant was in the market was because they couldn't trade Bradley Beal.
Yeah, Booker is untouchable for them.
Bradley Beal is unable to be traded. It's fantastic.
Yeah, Phoenix is a very toxic situation for the next. I don't think that they have enough, and that's crazy because their salary or their like where they stand in like with the apron and all that stuff.
They're
as far as
the
like,
yeah, it's brutal.
What are they gonna do?
They're not winning a ton of games either.
Yeah, they're I think they're in like the same spot as the Warriors right now. So kind of floating above or around 500.
It's weird that all these teams like the West got real weak. But Oklahoma City's like really good. But nobody.
I'm still not sold on him. I don't give a fuck.
That's what I'm saying. No one believes in them because they're too young. And you're like,
I don't believe it.
It's because like playoff Jimmy, playoff LeBron, you need like experience. Right. So like nobody's like, yeah, you'll and like I guess this is their time while all these old heads are moving and whatever. But I don't know.
Yeah, it's interesting. OKC is definitely an interesting team. I don't
Houston
know.
Is the other one, and the Spurs are the other one, and you're like, I don't see it. Now Dallas.
It's like if hypothetically, let's say like there's a 7-game series between the Warriors and the Thunder, I would not count the Warriors out at all.
Oh, I take the Warriors easily,
especially now.
Yeah,
it's a good draw.
Can you pull up the screen I'm trying to share?
Yeah, I see that you're trying to pull up something, but it's there. We go.
Yeah, I just wanted to take a look quick at the standings.
Yeah.
So you guys are a game above .500. We play each other tomorrow, so obviously we'll have to have a pod tomorrow. Do you think Jimmy plays tomorrow?
No.
I mean, yeah, it's going to take a bit of time for him.
Luka could play tomorrow. But
Luka's not playing tomorrow. Summer. Jimmy's definitely not playing tomorrow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So the thing is if he gets cleared via the physicals, he could. He's not injured or anything. Luka's just like battling back from his calf strain.
Yeah.
But so I think that just looking at this, it's going to be tough for that 7-10 spot, man, because Dallas is on the outside looking in, and they just lost. But I think that they're going to ascend. I think Dallas is going to be good, especially with Anthony Davis. Speaking of which, the Dallas Laker game is going to be freaking insane on the 25th.
No, wait, I think the Spurs are going to leapfrog their way into the play-in tournament picture.
Really? That far back?
I think so. I think they got a chance.
Yeah, with De'Aaron Fox, they're looking really good right now.
They're trending.
So Phoenix, I feel like you guys can leapfrog Phoenix. I don't think they're doing anything special. Sacramento is like, it's yet to be seen, just based off of them getting Valanciunas and Zach LaVine, like very interesting times over there.
They just did like a little mini rebuild in the last like 3 days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of like
and
it.
Then,
yeah, me
yeah,
too.
I do too. I do too. And then after that, we got Minnesota. Which
not counting them out.
Yeah, I would never count them out. So, yeah, I mean, so we're basically talking about 12 teams with 10 slots.
But the Clippers are an interesting team too.
They look like shit yesterday.
Those first three seeds are untrustworthy because they're young.
Yeah.
And I don't know if John Morant has registered his guns. But those first three seeds are untrustworthy. And then I don't know. Then you don't trust the Clippers, the Lakers. I don't know.
I mean, what about the Nuggets? Like, have they really proven themselves to be that good and to separate that far from the rest of the West? Like,
they're trying to get one for Russell Westbrook. That is their motivation.
as long as we don't see him, whatever.
Yeah. That's fair.
I feel like that'd be the one team I wouldn't really want to see, like, for the Warriors to play in the playoff series, just because I think Nikola Jokic is a matchup nightmare.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm not too concerned about, like, you know, the other pieces. Like, if that team didn't have, like, Nikola Jokic, like,
yeah.
I changed my tone.
Jokic versus fucking Looney will feed families for generations.
Dude. There was one game last season where, like, it was, like, Looney on Jokic, like, damn near half court. And Jokic just heaves up a shot for the game, and it goes in. And I was like, that's all
he does, dude.
It's like, yeah, it's so ridiculous.
I hope for this pod, for life, both the Lakers and the Warriors draw one of these. Maybe not Oklahoma City because they just like care about basketball and it's like a good culture. But Memphis and Houston are going to talk so much shit to these old heads that they don't care about. And that'll be fun. Like when they like really like push LeBron and then he goes off. That's what I want to see. I don't want to see him lose to Jokic in like six games, five games. I want to see little kids try to like take his legs out and then he suns them.
And the psycho meter for the Warriors with acquiring Jimmy Butler now just went.
Oh my God.
With him Draymond?
And Draymond? They're both getting. How many T's are going to be going?
And there will be a brawl.
Rockets Warriors series? That would be.
Oh insane. My God. If we get Dylan John Brooks. Morant getting fouled by Draymond and Jimmy Butler is and Zach Edey, for some reason, everybody wants to fight Zach Edey. I don't know why.
The big dude.
What if Zach Edey's just like talking shit nonstop and we just don't know about it?
That'd be awesome.
I can't see that for him, but I'd love to hear like the 30 for 30 one day. Zach Edey just was going nuts on the court.
Zach Edey was just roasting.
that'd be insane. Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, we still got, you know, 18, 17 hours left. I mean, there's a good chance we can wake up tomorrow and Shams has, you know, done some shit. Is he even going to sleep tonight?
No.
Yeah, this can't be a night where you take a break from the phone.
What? Can the Lakers get any big?
Well, Valanciunas is gone now.
Yeah.
Daniel Tice is gone. So all that's really left is
Steven Adams, potentially.
Steven Adams. There's Dayron Sharpe. There's Nick Claxton, but that's if Brooklyn even wants to deal him.
Yeah, I feel like the asking price for Claxton would be pretty sky high. Like if the Rockets are asking for a first round pick for Steven Adams,
that's crazy.
Yeah, that's pretty wild.
So it just depends on what you're willing to do if you're Rob Pelinka, you know. And I just think we have to do something. Like there's got to be something that I'm not even thinking about in the margins because like. Jackson Hayes can't be our starting center. He just can't.
Yeah. I feel like all the talk around like Robert Williams went really quiet during the trade deadline.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know if DeAndre Ayton's available either. But
not
probably
with the contract. Yeah. I think he's making 30 plus. So just to get there, we'd have to stack Rui. Rui, Gabe, and
you have to throw Dalton in there too.
Yeah, throw Dalton in. You might even have to give up Austin Reeves for that. And I just we're trying to build. Well, you know what? There is. I was going to come back to the all white team. Walker Kessler is still out there, man.
Sweet. I need LeBron with four white guys for the.
100%.
They'll be like, it was 100%. The hardest ring in my life. I had four white dudes. All
right. I would cement his GOAT legacy.
Can you imagine? LeBron and four white guys. How does that affect LeBron's legacy?
That puts him over Jordan.
I think 100%. More impressive than the 3-1 comeback is four white guys and LeBron.
No, bro, because Walker Kessler's nice. AR-15 is literally slicing and dicing people up. Luka is just a savage. And then okay, Dalton connect, he'll drop a quick 20 piece on you.
It's not just three white boys, it's three American white boys and one.
Three American white boys.
That's possible.
Yes.
All
right, boys. I have to hop off.
Thanks for hopping in, Austin.
Yeah, thanks for joining.
I will we should pod tomorrow before the Laker Warrior game. And if anything else happens, I'll try to sneak away and pop back in here. So.
Sounds good.
But yeah, okay. I'll hit you guys later.
All right.
All right, see ya.
Yeah. Are you excited about 35-year-old Jimmy Butler?
I have to because it's the only thing we have to be happy about. It's something new.
I guess it's like I don't understand. Like you guys are in like the top tier. And they're treating you like you're not. I don't get it.
Yeah, I think I don't know. Nobody really wants to come to like the Golden State.
I feel like Kevin Durant, like on his burners account, like yo, Steve Kerr's racist and just saying
Draymond sucks. P.S.
Yeah, Draymond sucks. Yeah. Draymond touched me in the locker room. Like what? Who is this? I need like someone to go through Twitter and see what the tweets are during today. from Kevin Durant's other firm.
No, totally. Yeah.
It was so weird. He's just all of a sudden out of nowhere. It's like, I don't want to go there.
Right. And okay, dude. Roman and I were talking before the show about how, like, I feel like this hurts more than Kevin Durant leaving in the first place. Because when he left to go to Brooklyn, it was like he kind of understood why. Like, that was a pretty unhappy last season he had with Golden State, tore his Achilles, like, all that stuff with Draymond. Like, I get it. But years removed from that, and, like, still, for him to, yeah, like the deal could have happened, would have happened, but he was like, I don't want to go back. Like, I have no interest. That hurts more because, yeah, it's like, damn.
Like, it has to be Draymond, right? Like, there's no other. It can't be Steve Kerr.
I would assume, because, like, I feel like
Bob's not going to
do the Olympics if Steve Kerr, you know, Steve Kerr was the Olympic coach.
Yeah. Even better point. And he played him, like, the majority of the time. It's not like he was Tatum, like, sitting on the bench. I don't know. When I read it, you guys are Warriors people. Like, I read it and I, like, felt sad, like, for my, like, I grew up in this era, and I was like, oh, he doesn't want to go back with his friends. It was like he got cool, and everyone's like, you're not that cool, but he's trying to still be cool, and it's just, I don't like it.
I feel like if he had, you know, if he had been open to a reunion with the Warriors, he definitely would have gotten, like, the hero's welcome.
Right.
In the bank. Potentially even earn himself into, like, statue territory.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone talks about Steph now, and that's great. But, like, those two championships went through Kevin Durant. Like,
yes, 100%.
100%.
Stone, and he has the hardware to prove it.
Yeah, and everyone talks all that shit, like, you never won one without Steph. But, like, I don't know. Steph only had one before that. So.
Right.
Yeah.
It's very – I guess it hurt as a basketball fan to be like, damn. I thought for sure he was going back. Like, this is gonna be,
I thought, sick. So too. Like, there was like a whole 12 hours. I'm just refreshing my phone, like, waiting for the Shams tweet to happen. Like, oh yeah, Kevin Durant to the Warriors, like, finalized. But
yeah, with all the big names getting moved around too, you kind of expected him to get shipped out just because of the Suns' situation, them trying to get rid of anyone they can. But yeah, no, it was definitely hard to hear of disinterest in returning. But
I thought it was weird that he waited till lunchtime too. Like, he's like eating his peanut butter and jelly, like, not feeling Draymond.
Apparently smoked a little bit.
He went to the Phoenix front office and told them, like, that he wants to work with them if they want to move him. Like, he's like, work with me to get me somewhere else. Like, don't send me to Golden State.
Wow.
But that does not change the way I think about Kevin Durant as a basketball player. He was one of my favorite players before joining the Warriors. Remained one of my favorite players as a Warrior. And did a lot of good for the Warriors. So it is what it is.
It's so sad. It's like post-mortem. Like,
oh, yeah.
Shit.
Just getting to reminisce now. But
it's all right. At least you all had, like, your heyday.
Exactly. And the Warriors didn't leave empty-handed. You know, acquiring Jimmy Butler, that's huge. They had to do something. And, yeah, I'm surprised that Jimmy Butler was still – maybe not still available, but for Jimmy Butler to get traded to the Warriors and then for him to sign an extension, like, almost immediately after, that was what surprises me. Like, when the news first broke, I thought, like, okay, well, he's just going to be here for this season. Like, he's around.
Mm-hmm.
But there's to hear something that in the water there. Yeah, there's something more to that story, that there's, like, a plan.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, like, consider that there was not really a lot of chatter going on around Jimmy Butler with other teams. Like, there were preferences that he had, but it didn't really seem like there was a lot of teams, like, really pushing to go get him.
Yeah, and then, like, honestly, Phoenix or bust.
Yeah, I feel like there might have been, this is just speculation, I feel like there might have been actual, like, worry with a lot of teams with trading for him because of no one knew if he was going to resign or if he wanted to. And I think the Warriors situation just kind of fell in his lap, and he's like, well, if this is the best situation that's going to happen right now, like, I'll just take it. So that's it might have just been settling on the first lifeboat out, because I mean, he was desperate to leave. He was finally talking to the Heat, saying, "Hey, I'm ready to like talk, like let's work through this." Mm-hmm. And the organization was like, "No, fuck you." So he was looking for the first lifeboat out, probably.
As much as Austin loves the bubble championship, he was the other one in the bubble championship. So it's the greatest fucking championship of all time. So he got there.
Yeah.
And he put the team on his back that year, like that whole finals.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
It went through Jimmy. And even when they went back against the Nuggets, like, I don't know how long ago that was, maybe like 2 or 3 years ago.
Is it 2 years now?
Damn, I forgot about the Nuggets Heat. Damn.
Yeah.
It was a little forgettable.
What wasn't the most marquee finals matchup, but
we've
it happened.
We've had some bad finals of late. Post Steph LeBron finals, we've had some bad. The Suns, Bucks.
I forgot.
I liked that one, actually. I enjoyed it.
Better as it went on.
It was sad because Chris Paul came back and then they lost. Like, oh, shit.
Well, yeah, Chris Paul was like, "Oh, I'm addicted to this now." Never went back. Most sober
three
human alive.
To cut the lead to like 43.
No, I think they were up 2-0 and he was like, "Oh, I'm going to be back for game three." And then they lost four in a row. I think they lost four straight to Giannis's block and all that shit.
Yeah,
that was a great
Right, that wasn't bad. It just was weird.
Yeah, it was weird. I wasn't really expecting the Suns to get there, and finally seeing another Eastern Conference team make it. It's not just LeBron or Jimmy Butler Heat in the bubble.
There are other teams in the Heat.
There's like what two?
Sorry, I think I don't know. It feels like whoever comes out the West is gonna be like super beat up, and then like the Cavs and Boston are just gonna play each other, and that's it. Maybe the Knicks. Maybe that's like everyone's dream is like to see the Knicks because just great internet content.
Yeah,
but it won't happen.
Yeah, I'm not sold on them.
Neither am I. They're fun to watch, and like Karl Anthony Towns does a lot of good things for my fantasy basketball team. But
it's a big bodega.
Yeah, big bodega. Yeah, I don't know. Like in a 7-game series against the Celtics or the Cavaliers, like
no,
right?
Like I think my dream would be like Knicks Spurs. Like that'd be like wow, that'd feel like
a throwback.
Yeah, that'd feel like the Suns Bucks and be like that's weird. I want to watch that.
Yeah, how did these teams get here?
Yeah.
For the true basketball fan.
Yeah. Like OKC Boston's just gonna be like. Run, shoot three. Run, shoot three. Run,
that's,
shoot
three. Yeah, it's pretty horrible.
It's not fun to watch.
And like SGA just like driving, you know, just foul baiting for like however many games.
Oh, wait, I just saw this. I'm getting on the Cade Cunningham train before everyone. Yeah.
Yes, dude, he's the real.
Pistons are cool, bro.
Bro had a 40 piece with only 3 free throws. That is articulate hooping, not even foul baiting.
That is a guy I can root for.
At first, I didn't like him. I was like, "You're like lazy or whatever." But I think he's just a chill guy, and he's like quiet and talks like shit afterwards, which I like better. Like after he beats Jalen Green, he's like, "Yeah, Jalen Green sucks," and then just goes forward. I like him. So that's my new guy.
Hey, Jaden Ivey as well on that team. When he's back and healthy on that Pistons squad, they're gonna be good.
And Isaiah Stewart's like their Draymond Green, like the enforcer.
Yeah, their local psychopath.
Aaron's also like a monster on rebounds.
Oh yeah, he's incredible.
He's screaming at people. Told Miles Turner he plays with Legos.
I mean, went through like 3 lines of defense to get to LeBron James that one game.
Oh, yeah, to fight. That was so good.
I'm like, dude, this guy's crazy. That might have been like his rookie year, or, like second year, and he's going after LeBron. Like
Isaiah, they might shoot you, brother. This is the face of the league. But I like it. I want to see more of it. Kyle Anderson's deal's getting worked. Kyle Anderson, man. Friend of the pod, got traded.
That's bad. Thank you, Kyle Anderson. You deserve more in Golden State. I don't know why you didn't play as much as you did. I wish you nothing but the best.
Dude, thanks, Kyle Anderson.
Thanks for watching our story that one time.
Siri at Kyle Anderson. Thanks for watching.
All right, guys. I gotta dip out of here too, but I'm glad we're able to sit down and chat for a bit.
Yeah, for sure. I think, yeah, we'll just wrap it up here. But yeah, thank you all for tuning in for this quick trade deadline update. And we'll have more for you soon.
Dude. Oh, yeah. Pistons are cool. That's the quote of the day.
Quote of the day. Pistons are cool. And Jimmy Butler is a warrior.
Oh, yes, Jimmy. Sir. I'm excited.